In 1854, a ship chartered by the White Star Line, which would go on, of course, to build the Titanic, left the port of Liverpool, bound for Australia, where a gold rush was in full swing. That ship was called the RMS Taylor, T-A-Y-L-E-U-R, peculiar spelling. But the ship never made it. James Keating spoke to Gil Hoffs about the sinking of this tragic vessel.
She was the subject of so much hype. She was the biggest ship of her class, of her time.
The Taylor was a marvel, beyond mere luxury. She also had an iron hull, a new development in shipbuilding.
They didn't really understand the effects of iron on the compasses and how this effectively confused them. So this meant that although they had a bunch of different compasses on board, no two read the same. They didn't really know where they were. A lot of the women and children were below decks. They were in their berths. They were, you know, crippled with seasickness. They felt dreadful. And some people heard land ahead and panicked. Some people heard land ahead. The children heard the shouts of land, got really excited.
Captain John Noble and his crew were lost as soon as land disappeared behind them. In bad weather, they sailed directly across the Irish Sea toward Lambay Island. In his documentary, Bound for the Land of Gold, Gavin Byrne recreated the scene aboard the Taylor as the crew desperately tried to change course.
It was then blowing heavily and a high sea running. The helm was put hard to starboard, the sheets of the head sail let go, and every means taken to bring the ship round on a course free from the threatened danger. About 20 minutes later, she struck with great violence upon a reef of rocks running out from the eastward bluff of Lambay Island.
They were literally in touching distance of safety. But unfortunately, the rocks were slippy. There wasn't enough room for the people that managed to get off. And people were still being washed off the rocks. Whole families getting washed away. And the people that were in the water were getting battered to pulp. They were getting dismembered.
Amidst the chaos, families tried to escape the sinking Taylor, the ship's doctor included.
He was trying to take his baby over with carrying the baby in his teeth. And the waves took the baby. He went back, tried to get Henry, the four-year-old, and the captain actually tied Henry to his back, and the waves took him too. It shows how ferocious they are, because, you know, it's not easy to take a baby off a parent. He went back for his wife, half carried her off the ship, and then the waves took her too. And still he could have saved himself. But instead of swimming straight to the rocks where there were people trying to get hold of him, he saw that there was another woman in peril. So he swam over to her to try and help her over to the rocks, and she panicked and she climbed him. She held him under and he drowned, and then so did she.
650 left Liverpool on the Taylor. 290 survived. Only three women and three children were among the survivors. An inquest was soon conducted. The verdict delivered was
that the parties were drowned by the sinking of the said ship off Lambay Island, and that this deplorable accident occurred in consequence of the highly culpable neglect of the owners in permitting the vessel to leave port without compasses properly adjusted, or sufficient trial having taken place to learn whether she was under control of helm or not. And we find that Captain Noble did not take sufficient precautions to ensure the safety of the vessel by rounding to after he found the compasses were in error.
Blame was shifted from the White Star Line to Captain Noble to his crew. But Noble lived up to his name, refusing to blame his men.
There was huge pressure brought on him to blame the foreign crew, especially the ones who died, and he wouldn't do it. He absolutely refused, and if he had done it, he would have got off scot-free. There wouldn't have been a tarnish upon his name.
Noble was deemed fit to remain a ship's captain, but was haunted by the Taylor and drank himself to an early grave, aged only 35. The tragedy of the Taylor lasting much longer than the short time it took her to sink.
And that was James Keating speaking to Gil Hoffs, whose book The Sinking of the RMS Taylor is available now in all good bookshops. We put a selection of photos, documents as well on our website, so take a look at that.